看到一个传道人的出行，我们再看第三个角度。
And let's look at the third point.
我们看过一个传道人的出行，他是神所呼召的仆人。
We know that the prophet is the first is called by God.
他是一个神所恩膏的仆人。
Anointed by God.
最后我们看这个仆人是神所差派的。
And also we know that he is sent by God.
他就是神的使命。
And he is a God's ambassador.
我们看第十八节。
And in verse 18.
他必将公理传给万邦。
And he will proclaim the justice to the nation.
我们看第二十节。
And also in verse 20.
等他施行公理，叫公理得胜。
And in his name the nation, in verse 20 it says, he will, in his name the nation will put their hope.
我们看到这边讲到公理，公理，公理。
And we can see that times after times it's talking about justice.
讲到公理，讲到公理就是正义，就是真理。
And when we're talking about justice, we are talking about the truth.
这边讲到神仆人的一个处象是什么？
And he's talking about what is the portrait of the servant of God.
他是神亲自所呼召出来的。
And he's called by God.
呼召出来是神加给他力量去做工。
After he's called, he's being empowered.
做工，这是神差遣他的一个使命。
And that is what God sent him to do.
那他的使命是什么？
What is his ministry?
他的使命就是做神的工作，就是用神的方法去做神的工作。
His ministry is to use God's way to do God's work.
我再说。
Once again, I'm.
一个传道人被呼召出来，他的使命是什么？
And what is the responsibility ministry of a minister?
他的使命就是用神的方法去做神的工作，来达到神的目的。
And he is going to do God's work in God's way to achieve accomplish what God wants.
这在十八节到二十一节里面让我们看到了。
And is what was said in verse 18 to 21.
我们看到他的方法是什么？他的工作是什么？他的工作是传播真理、公理，就是正义跟真理。
We can see that what is his word? His word is to proclaim the justice, proclaim the truth.
今天你跟我的工作就是把主耶稣基督的福音、圣经、神的公义传扬给全世界。
Today what we want to do is to proclaim God's word and also proclaim God's gospel to all over the world.
我们看到在马太福音这边所讲的这个工作，神的工作，这个传道人就是神的工作。
And we can see that actually the minister himself is God's work.
我这深深可以体会得出来。
I really can understand this.
我现在活在世界上就是神的工作，就是要做神的工作。
I live in this world as that I am God's work and also I'm going to do God's work.
我在世上的目的就是要把神的真理、神的公义传到世界各个不同的角度。
The purpose of my life in this earth is to proclaim this truth.
我们看到那是用什么方法来把这个工作做成呢？
How can we accomplish this work?
我们看到十九节到二十节讲到三种方法来做成。
And in verse 19 to 20, we can see that there are three ways to accomplish.
第一种方式是谦卑的方式。
The first one is being humble.
我们看到十九节到二十节讲到他不争竞。
And in verse 19, it said that he will not quarrel.
他不喧嚷。
Or cry out.
他不着声。
And no
one... 没有人听见他的声音。
And no one will hear him because he don't have any voice.
神的方法是借过他自己的工人而表达出来。
And God's way is through his servant to reveal it.
这个方法是三个不，三个 negatives.
In this way it's three negatives.
我们看到第一个是不争竞。
The first is that not quarrel.
不喧嚷。
The second is not cry out.
不着声。
And the third is that no voice.
这是我们主耶稣基督自己做出来的方法。
And that is the way that Jesus Christ do.
我们看到腓立比书保罗形容我们的主耶稣基督。
And then in the book of Philippians, how Paul described our Lord Jesus.
保罗讲到我们的主耶稣基督自己卑微成人的样子。
And it's talking about Jesus Christ is he willing to humble himself just like a human nature.
纯情顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he's willing to humble himself.Up until that he is willing to die on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督的方法是不争竞。
And the way that Jesus do is that he's not quarrel.
不喧嚷。
He's not going to cry out.
不着声。
And also he's being quiet.
今天你跟我跟随着大牧人呢，也同样用谦卑的方法来达到神的工作，我完成。
And Today, when we want to follow our great shepherd, we have to do the same thing and be humble to achieve this goal.
我们不但要谦卑，我们看到第二种方法是温柔的方式。
And the second way is that being gentle.
我们看到第二十节。
And in verse 20,
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将柴的灯火它不吹灭。
And a burst reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuffle.
我们的主耶稣常常用这个温柔的方式来对待需要的人。
So many times our Lord used a gentle way to treat others.
你跟我做传道的，也要同样用这种温柔的方式来对待我们的会众。
You and me that being ministers, we have to use the same gentle way to our company.
第三种方法。
The third way.
我们看到同样的是第二十节，我们可以用另外一种解释。
And same as in verse 20, but we have a different connotation.
压伤的芦苇代表了它的短处，这个芦苇不能用了。
And a burst is something that is no good.
我们看到江蚕的灯火，有一点小的灯火，你不好好的管的话，会把整个草原烧起来。
And also we know that a smoldering wick, even though it's so small, but if you don't control it, then it will burn the whole forest.
可以造成破坏。
And it can be damaged so much.
所以我们可以从解经另外一个角度来讲，这是主耶稣的一种方式，是给恩典的方式。
And from another angle of explanation, this is another way saying that Jesus is going to give grace.
虽然这个芦苇不好。
Even though the burst rate is no longer good.
虽然这个灯火将残还会造成危险。
Even though the smoldering wick actually there is certain danger in it.
主耶稣不给历劫的审判，而给他能够恢复，这是个恩典。
And Jesus is not just jump into the judgment right away, but he just gives them grace.
今天神给我们很多的恩典，因为主耶稣是用这种方法来达到他的目的。
Today God gives us so many grace because God is going to use this way to accomplish His
goal. 我常常对我自己讲，那我的太太也常常，师母也同样的跟我讲同样的话。
So many times I tell myself this, and also my wife also tell me this.
假如我是神的话，那我看看有很多事情早已经被解决掉了。
If I am God, then I believe that so many things are already resolved.
因为神是神，所以他充满了恩典。他不但是谦卑的方式、温柔的方式，他也是施恩的方式。
And because God is a God of mercy and God is a God of meekness, that is why that He just gives us this way of gentleness.
这是神做事的方法，传道人是神的方法。
And this is the way a minister should follow.
传道人也是神的工作。
And also the minister is himself the work of God.
神要他的传道人。
God wants his servant.
用他的方法来做他的工作，为了达到他的目的。
God wants his servant to do his work in his way to accomplish his goal.
他的目的是什么？
What is his goal?
弟兄姐妹，请我们看马太福音第，我们看第二十一节。
And let's look at verse 21.
外邦人多要仰望他的名。
In his name, the nation will put their hope.
也就是说，全世界通通都要仰望主耶稣基督的名。
And he's talking about the whole world. Everybody has to put their name in his hope.
弟兄姐妹，当我们做一个传道呢
？And when we become a minister,
我们要像一个被神所差派的人。
We got to like a man that is sent by God.
因为他就是神的方法。
Because that's God's way.
他就是神的工作。
He himself is God's way.
神要他用他的方法，用他的工作来达到他的目的。
God wants him to do his work in his way to accomplish his goal.
使我们的主耶稣基督能够高举起来。
And so that we can raise up our Lord Jesus Christ.
是今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
因为我们再一次回来思想一个传道人的初心是什么。
Because one more time we are going to meditate on this the portrait of a minister.
我们从主耶稣基督身上，我们学到这三方面一个传道人的初心。
And from our Lord Jesus Christ, we learn the portrait of a minister.
我也记得当我被按立做传道人的时候，那我的感觉是什么
？I remember when I was being ordained to be a minister.
师母在前一天晚上送我的一个镜框。
And I remember that the night before my wife gave me this frame.
我非常珍惜放在我的办公室的墙上。
And it's a frame of work that I put it in my office.
它上面只有三句话。
And there's only three words in there.
像我讲到一样，都用三点。
And just like me, that when I try to minister, I use three points.
第一句话他讲， No regret, 没有遗憾。
The first one is no regret.
表示他跟我结婚这么多年，跟我一起来传教，没有遗憾 ，no regret.
It represents that after they got married, that she has no regret that they could work together.
第二句话 ，no retreat. 我们从今之后被按立做全世界的传道人，没有后退。
The first sentence is no retreat. That once we are being ordained, there is no way that we are going to retreat and turn back. And that is what he gave me when I became ordained.
是个 vow to me.
And
对我来讲是一个誓言。
Okay, that is a vow that she gave to me.
没有遗憾 ，no regret.
No regret.
没有后退 ，no retreat.
No retreat.
没有保留 ，no reserve.
No reserve.
我同样的认为这是我跟他在神面前的我们的誓言。
And I also believe that this is the vow, for.
从今之后我们走上了一条道路
and from now on that we go into
永远做拿细尔人
and we, for our whole life we are going to serve God
没有遗憾没有后退没有保留
and we have no regret, no retreat and no reserve
我们向主说主啊无论天涯海角
and we talk to God that no matter where in the world
主啊不论多少人弃绝你我仍然爱你
No matter how many people disturb you, but we still love you.
主啊，不论有多少的代价。
No matter what price we have to pay.
阿爸天父允许我。
And Abba Father, allow me.
完单单属于你。
We just belong to you, only to you.
阿爸天父允许我。
And Abba Father, allow us.
单单依靠你。
We just rely on you, depend on you.
阿爸天父允许我。
Abba Father, allow us.
让我为你燃烧而尽。Let me burn out for you, Lord.
Let us burn out for you, Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们仰望你。
Our Lord, our Father, we look up to you.
因为我们是很奇妙的 fearfully and wonderfully made. 我们是你手中的杰作。
We are the workmanship of your hand.
主，我们愿意把我们的一生交在你手中。
We are willing to commit our life to you.
让你拣选我们，我们成为你一个好的器皿。
You've chosen us so that we can be a good instrument to you.
是你所亲爱的。
Somebody that you are dear.
是你所喜悦的。
Somebody that you are delighted.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
以上的节目是由根新传道会制作。